Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
If I say the word NADS.
I'm sorry?
The National Advanced Driving Simulator.
Oh, that's not what I meant. Okay.
In this part of the world, that means that. It's in Coralville, North Liberty. Either way, it's the driving simulator.
Do they have that on the sign?
Yes, it says NADS. I get emails from NADS. And I got an email while Super Bowl's going on from NADS. I've been invited to a driving study at NADS. NADS.
What did NADS want?
Well, they are doing a driving study. They're going to test two things. Alcohol consumption and impairment.
Hey.
Check. I meet the first two criteria. I'm in the age group, and I am an alcohol user. So yes and yes. And they're also,
and they got you at the exact right moment.
And they got me while I was having a cocktail, watching a football game. It was perfect. And I was feeling a little drowsy. Because it's also a drowsy study.
Oh, okay.
Like, that was the best targeted email ever.
Totally.
NADS knows their business.
NADS knows.
The problem is you have to commit to four almost full days of just being in, like, a research. Basically, you're a lab rat. You have to check in the afternoon.
Okay.
And then they're either going to ply you with alcohol or they're going to keep you up. And then at some point, midway through, they're like, get in that fake car and pretend you're driving right now. I don't know if I want to do that.
Really?
But you also get paid.
Why wouldn't you want to do that?
I know. It's like, NADS, you have my attention. And maybe? I don't know. I got to read the rest of the fine print.
I think you read the rest and then you do it.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, here's the question. Which A-list Oscar-winning actress is the cousin of Eva Longoria? Eva Longoria was on a recent episode of Faces of America. This is Dr. Henry Louis Gates' show. It's a genealogy show. It's usually on PBS. It's great. It's fascinating. They take these stars all the way back as far as they can through public records data. And then the cool thing is at the end of the show, because they've done hundreds of celebrities, they have to submit to a DNA test. And so they can cross-reference all of the DNA. Eva Longoria is cousins with Meryl Streep. I'll let that sink in. Eva Longoria is cousins with Meryl Streep. She just told the story on, was it Kimmel or Fallon? She was on Fallon a couple days ago. So here's the question, though. That's Hollywood royalty. And I don't know what phone numbers people have and don't have in Hollywood. It always seems like people can contact anybody at any time. But what does Eva Longoria do now? Does she make the first move? Does she hope Meryl Streep has heard about it and Meryl Streep reaches out? Because she's like the more popular, right? The more famous of the two. The more awarded of the two. Or do you just wait till the next big Hollywood function, you're both there, and it's like, hey, cousin, right? And then strike up a conversation after that. It's pretty fascinating, though, to watch that show and find out the DNA that's shared among all of these celebrities and who's actually related to who. Well, Pete Davidson seems to be attracting another mate levels above his pay grade. Davidson just seen making out with former Playboy playmate Elsie Hewitt. Reports surfaced earlier this week. He was spotted in Palm Beach kissing and holding hands with Hewitt. She's a Playboy Playmate of the Month from June of 2017, has a million plus followers on Instagram. She has been linked to other celebrities. You may have heard that name before, Benny Blanco, Ryan Phillippe, along with Jason Sudeikis. As we wrap up the sleaze today, Selena Gomez was just on Hot Ones with Benny Blanco and was telling some funny stories about Only Murders in the Building. And when you star with co-stars that are clearly, 40 years older than she is, she said you start to pick up some of their habits. Selena Gomez basically taking on the traits of both Martin Short and Steve Martin. They all start by reading the newspaper together every morning. By lunchtime, they're always eating the same thing. It's usually a tuna salad sandwich, sushi, or chicken salad. And also, Selena says that the way she talks now, her lingo is rather, how does she say it? A little old soulish. she's picking up some of the older phrases from her older co-stars, Steve Martin and Martin Short. Those stories being told recently on Hot Ones with Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, if you want to take a look for that. And that's going to wrap up what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
8:13 now with the morning scramble. I'm adding high drama.
Yeah.
As necessary.
And we're just like, just wait. But
here it
is. I am ready to open up the envelope containing the entire list of the season for Theater Cedar Rapids 2025-2026.
But first, before we actually open the list, good morning, Katie Hallman.
Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Claire.
Glad that you are here.
Good morning, producer Ben.
You were just telling us one of the shows we're about ready to announce was added because something was taken off. This thing is sometimes a fluid decision, right?
Boy, I mean, like, I'm going to make the obvious statement of the year, but things have changed since the COVID lockdown.
Okay. Like the way you do business.
I don't know if you guys know, but things are a little different. Yeah. The way we do business, the way licensing happens, the win of licenses becoming available, because theaters writ large around the country announce seasons in March of every year.
This is typical.
Yeah. But now licenses are coming out in May or, you know, different times of year. And we're kind of like, whoa.
That's a little inconvenient for how you do business.
We just have to be, flexible.
Nimble. Yeah.
Nimble. Agile. Let's use all those words. Jargon.
Those are great words. Yes. Jargon. We have to be jargon.
That makes this dramatic announcement even more dramatic in that things are shifting behind the scenes and.
Totally.
Wow. Stuff's coming on.
But we're cool as cucumbers.
We are. We are ready to open the envelope. We are ready to make the announcement. Anything you need to say before I have a little audio clue for our first show?
Not a thing.
Okay. These three words will say it all. Out of the gate, Frozen.
Wow.
Disney's Frozen.
This is huge. And it's really, you know, the demand for the holiday show at TCR and the tradition of attending a show at that time of year downtown, it has become its own entity, and mm-hmm. we are going to run this show to meet demand longer than we've ever run one. We're really thinking about how we can reach as many people and balancing how do we support our artists who have full-time jobs
mm-hmm. yeah.
and are giving so much of their time. So you're going to see a little bit of a different performance schedule, but we are going to run, I think, 35 performances of this show.
Wow.
That does not mean you should wait to get your tickets. This will sell out and there will not be an ability to add shows.
That's the thing with these holiday shows is you're right. It has become a tradition for yeah. families, for friend groups. Like we have to see this show and maybe we have to see it multiple times.
100%. And it's so we really want to meet the needs of our patrons. We will have two shows on Saturdays and Sundays for this one. And our wow. Sunday shows are going to be a little bit earlier because I don't know. I have a very unique life experience. I have a wonderful 6-year-old and an almost 4-year-old. And boy, oh boy, would I like to see a show at 11:30 a.m. So we're going to do that.
Thank you.
Movie
Thank
theaters you. Have been doing it for years.
Yes.
Why people will go to the movies at 11 on a Sunday. Why not put
All
a show on a stage at 11?
My nephew's birthday parties are in the morning because nap time's in the afternoon. So thank you. Moms everywhere are thanking you.
I think it's going to be wonderful. So it'll open mid-November. It'll run right up until Christmas. We've got enough kind of weather accommodations in there because, you know, Beauty and the Beast, ice storm hit. It was hard for yeah. everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, always keep an agile, man. Always keep an agile.
Before we get to the second show, there's an obvious little plot hole here. Typically, there's a Halloween something.
Yes.
But because of other things happening in the building, this year there isn't one.
That's right.
Yeah.
On August 12th, on or about, but August 12th is TCR, the theater company's 100th birthday.
Aww.
We had our first show in Grant Wood's studio 100 years ago in 1925. We will be kicking that off with a groundbreaking for some transformative renovations that we are making in the building. We have been working our tails off. We cannot wait to open the building up more. So we are not going to be open to the public starting in August until we launch
Frozen.
Still Frozen. And Frozen, by the way, that will be we will be the premiere for the region. We got an early offer to do this. And so you can't see it anywhere else.
That's
we will be the first.
So cool that our theater in our community has the ability to say that on multiple occasions.
It shows the reputation of, our community.
We're really fortunate and we really maximize that for our audiences. We sometimes will even wait because it's worth waiting.
So that takes you to the end of 2025. That is Frozen. That's the opening show. Let's go right into the early part of 2026. Guys and Dolls.
You told me to take a seat. I did it.
Now stand back up. we want you to please rock our boat. Rock away.
This has been a dream show for our artistic director, Angie Toomson, to direct. She's really wanted to give this a fresh staging. It's a beautiful show. It is a blast of a show. But I think the coolest thing that people are going to love here with TCR is that the dancers in this area at this moment
are so good.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
I took one tap class. And I failed so miserably. I could not, my feet do not move in that way. There's so much tap in this show. I mean, it's going to blow our minds. This is going to be outstanding.
I think what I love about a show of this notoriety too, is not only are people familiar with it, many people have been in it.
Yes.
Claire and I were swapping notes
Hot
about
box
roles.
Girl.
Yes.
Yeah. I was a
totally.
Random gambler and I was the voice of Tony's garage off stage. Yeah. So it's just,
I'm excited.
When you say brought like one of the heyday moments of Broadway, like this is a show.
Oh right. My God. This is going to be glitz, glamour.
When does this start then?
This will kick off in the winter slot in February, February 13th. So you'll notice we're kind of pushing things a little bit around again because next season has a slightly different schedule. So February 13th through March 15th.
So show one, Disney's Frozen. Show two, Guys and Dolls. Let's get you show number three, Disney's Little Mermaid on stage coming up in April.
We're going to put this up April 10 through May 10. I am angling for the role of King Triton, but I don't...
Do it.
I don't know.
Angling.
I got to tell you, they reject me with abandon. So there's like no resistance. They
no,
don't care.
Get in there.
I know I'll be cheering from the seats. I will likely see this show 25 times, even if there's not 25 performances. We are going to do this really, really well. We have gotten so strong at encompassing the entire auditorium when we perform our shows and using kind of every crook and crevice. Our design team, they are outstanding, and I cannot wait see what they do.
That's exciting.
And just talk design for a second.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Jersey Boys set.
Yes.
So cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
Every show just... keeps going up. You're at the top of the stairs. Nope, there's another stair.
Wait.
It just keeps going up and up and up.
Yeah.
We have an amazing scenic and lighting director, S. Benjamin Farrar, and he oversees all the design elements. And then we have a wonderful technical and sound and electrics team. We have Ben Lauer and Blue Herbert. And these guys, along with amazing contractors in the community, just put things together. But, Steuben's vision is one that we locked in with, and we're able to kind of steal him to our team about 5 years ago. And he's a wonderful artist.
Well, you can see on stage.
It is
because it's more than just the actors are a key component, but everything goes into making that happen.
And when you have something like the ocean, how do you put that on
Good
stage?
Good point. Yes. Okay. So Disney's Frozen, Guys and Dolls, Disney's Little Mermaid. Now, how does a person find a song or something to convey about the next show? And I was asked to play a sound, and this is the sound. And then I was asked to play it again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
My suggestion, yes.
It was a show, it is a show, about a lot of doors opening and closing. It is noises off.
Eric and I spoke yesterday. I said, I think it should just be a bunch of doors. So, you know, next week we open Fun Home as a special engagement, a limited engagement, just 2 weeks. Noises Off is going to be that same kind of setting. We'll have 2 weeks of this beloved play that is absolutely fall out of your seat funny. And the funniest part about it is that the set is really part of the characters because of all these doors that people keep going in and out of in the wrong order. This is a riot, and we're going to have so much fun. And it's really special to be able to get to do a play on the auditorium stage.
That is cool. That hasn't been done in a while.
No, yeah. It's one of my favorite plays. The first act takes place as you're watching the play, and then the second act takes place backstage. So you can just see it gets funnier and funnier as the show goes on.
We don't design sets like that, but we will design this one.
Have to, right?
Okay, we are now to the last show. And this is where there's no sound.
This one's
because while there's an announcement, we don't have the announcement just yet.
That's right. So when you subscribe to next season, you will see this as a TBA. And as I mentioned, this is how the industry has changed. I will remind everyone, This is how we announced Waitress, which was such an amazing show. Sometimes we just have to wait a little longer and we have some really exciting information about shows, but they won't be able to license them out to us for just a couple more months. So
this is where we just have to be patient.
And you're just going to go with us and trust us. And I just have to thank this community and thank all of our patrons and our artists, because you all have been trusting us. And I take that very seriously, and we are so grateful. And so we will do you right, and we will have an amazing show open on July 17th of 2026. You're going to have to wait just a couple of months. We'll have that information, but don't hesitate to subscribe now.
But it doesn't seem to cause any ripples. People just know it's going to be a TCR caliber production.
Like he said, Waitress, like, I can trust that.
I'm going to secure my seat because I also don't want to be the person who missed it.
Nope.
And then I can't get a ticket to Waitress or whatever this mystery musical or play or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, you coming on is the first domino. And I believe the moment you leave the building, emails start going out and Facebook pages get updated because season tickets go on sale today.
That's right. Season tickets go on sale today. Our box office is ready to roll, staffed with even more people than usual. And this is the time. You'll be able to subscribe to our season through the next few months. Single tickets don't go on sale till August, but there's urgency. If you have a special place you like to sit, I just got an email from a patron yesterday. Thank you. We're going to be able to get our seats.
And our seats.
And people feel, you know, they're particular about where they sit. I have a place I like to sit, and Angie does not think I should sit there, so she always moves me. I love you, Angie. To be so close that I can see people spit. I just like to be, I cheer so loudly. She's like, you gotta back up. And I'm like,
a little further back. You're intimidating them.
I won't do it. This is how you get your seats. This is how you pick your shows. Subscribers get free exchanges. We have to charge for exchanges. That stinks. I want you to get free exchanges, 25% off all extra tickets. You're going to get different benefits as we go through the season, early announcements. And then with this renovation going on, our subscribers are going to get first looks at what we have done.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I also want to, so to get your season tickets, you got to go to theatercr.org and check your emails, check our Facebook. Everything's going to be live for you. I also have to direct you to TCR Next 100. That's the number 100. TCR Next 100.org. That shows you all of our renovation plans and what's going to be happening, because we are going to ask you to pardon our progress. You might see one lobby that does not look like another lobby, but we have maximized the Gantt chart of construction is truly phenomenal. Brian Company's rock, and we're going to make it happen.
What an exciting time. Theater Cedar Rapids, Frozen, Guys and Dolls, The Little Mermaid, and Secret Summer Musical. That's what we just announced.
It's a secret.
Today. Any way you can be in contact with Theater Cedar Rapids, do it right now, because we want to make sure you do not miss out on season tickets. Katie Hallman, thanks for coming in. We love doing this with you every year.
This is my favorite. Thank you for having me. Y'all rock. You're such a blast. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
It's been a minute, but we have an exciting new chapter in the continuing saga of As Des Moines Turns. There's been a new development in Riverside's attempt to shut down what I'm calling Cedar Vegas. A judge refused to block the granting of the license to Cedar Rapids from the Miami Racing and Gaming Commission. So basically, Riverside went to the judge and wanted to stay on the license. So like, yes, it was granted, but we want you to retroactively basically pull that license. And the judge said, you know what? No, I'm not going to do that. But the judge said that Riverside's lawsuit, which is hoping that an oversight and a technicality would stop construction, may continue to go forward. So what does that mean? Well, we have another court date. So it's going to be Cedar Rapids versus Riverside again. This court date set for April the 8th. This is the one where Riverside claims the language in the ballot measure in Linn County was wrong. And that's what the judge says, is that lawsuit may actually have some merit. So we will see what happens next coming up on April the 8th. But that's another exciting chapter in our continuing saga of As Des Moines Turns. Moving into some sports shorts. Okay, remember, I do not have the Drake fight song, so I got to give you this. Actually, great things for Drake. Drake beat Missouri. Drake, my God, they've got a great defense. 67-57. Drake will now face Texas Tech. That will be coming up on Saturday, 5:10 in the afternoon. Moving over to the Cyclones. Iowa State men taking on Lipscomb. in the first round of their NCAA tournament game. Tip off at 12:35, televised on TNT, which surprisingly scores on 33rd in Southwest Cedar Rapids. A has televisions, B has plenty of Bud Light, and C gets TNT. So if you're looking for a place to watch the game, go there. On top of that, the Iowa State women, after beating Princeton, play Michigan today on ESPN2. Tip off there coming up at 10:30 this morning. Then we got to move you over to the Saturday basketball slate. Hawkeye women taking on Murray State. Remember, this is the first year in many years Iowa has not hosted their first round NCAA game. Iowa's on the road. This is actually being played on a neutral site for both teams in Norman, Oklahoma. So it's the Hawkeyes taking on Murray State tomorrow. That is an 11 o'clock tip off, and that will be televised on ESPN. Wrapping up the buzz with some what's got us feeling all right. I've not had a chance to go on these very airwaves and say congratulations and thanks and bid a fond farewell to Scott Sable. TV9's Scott Sable will say goodbye tonight after 29 years at KCRG. He's been in the business for 46. Notably, it's his athlete of the week that I think a lot of people remember him. He went back and did the math, and by his count, 920 plus athletes have been profiled on Channel 9. He helped develop those reports. Go back to 1996. There's always that same formula, right? He would interview the student, talk about their sport. Then there would be some sort of competition. Athletic, a lot of times it's food. That man can put food down. And then usually if he loses, there's some sort of challenge at the end. I will tell you, Scott Sable did school me once. During COVID, the Lincoln County Fair did a Zoom-based pie eating contest. And I was in the comfort of my own home and could barely get through. He was wearing bike shorts. I remember that. He just got done biking and was sitting on like the stairs outside on the fire escape at KCRG and manhandled that pie like nobody's business. So on behalf of Z102.9 and as the director of sports shorts, we do salute you, Scott Sable, and congratulations on your retirement.
Slide rulers rule. It's time for Nerd News on Z102.9.
7:08 now with the morning scramble on this 12th week of the year 2025, broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level with a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. This is producer Ben's second ever Nerd News. Welcome.
Thank you.
And welcome back. Nerdy. Pardon me?
I'm feeling nerdy.
You're already
today.
Feeling nerdy. I like we're off to a great start. I don't think we've officially welcomed you back on the radio since your vacation. My first story has to do with space and the stars.
Okay.
I would guess while you are on that cruise ship, like it's just nonstop sky, right?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
that's
clear.
That's my favorite thing to do is sit outside on the deck and just look up at the night sky.
Oh, great. You're going to love this story. Turns out there's a lot more floating around the planet Saturn than those famous rings. Space scientists announced last week they discovered Saturn has, you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
128 more moons than they originally thought.
How many was there supposed to be?
I don't remember where they were. Well, the math now is 274. So if you want to do some quick math, 274 minus 128 is a number that's not coming to me. I don't know. Like
about half that?
67 more. So I thought we'd play a game, and we're calling it Moon Count Conga. So we're going to start at the sun and work out and see what planet has the most moons. Here we go.
Okay.
Mercury and Venus, no moons. Earth, one.
One moon.
That we know of. Mars, any guesses?
20.
Two! Oh. That's a lie. Jupiter, 95. Saturn, now 274. Uranus, 28. And Neptune, 16 moons. And that is Moon Count Conga. One of the scientists, by the way, who helped with this discovery is from the University of Iowa. She's a physics and astronomy professor, Allison Janes, and her team in Iowa City built an array of instruments that have been in deep space. If you're counting moons, you know, around Saturn, you're not going to see it, right? It's way too far away. So this mission has been going on for 20 years that's been in space that long, and they're just now getting data back there, all these extra moons around Saturn.
Do they get to name them?
One would hope there's got to be like Herky Moon, right?
Yes.
There's at least a good 60 that we should be able to throw Iowa names on. How about a scramble name? I'm going to email this person and ask them.
That's a good idea.
See if we get a moon named. I didn't even consider that. That's a great idea, producer Ben. Story number two. Each year, a trust dedicated to conserving basically nature in New Zealand hosts something called Fish of the Year. So they put up much like March Madness, and then people pay money to vote, and it all goes into helping the environment. Well, this year's winner, 2025, is the blobfish. You ever heard of the blobfish?
Yes, it's really ugly.
It's the ugliest fish ever. Yes. The blobfish won because the Morning Scramble of New Zealand, More FM's Sarah and Flinny got more votes or helped people get votes. I'm going to give you some of the other fish in the top 10.
Okay.
Orange roughy, which I know is a food fish. I don't know how beautiful or ugly it is. The longfin eel, tuna, the whale shark, the big-bellied seahorse, which I want to see one of those, and the great white shark, which they have quite a lot of those.
Okay.
In the New Zealand area. So congratulations to the ugliest fish, the blobfish, New Zealand's fish of the year for 2025. Okay, final story for Nerd News. The latest NIL deal in college sports, name, image, likeness, going to, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
A student manager. This week, Amir Khan, he is the student manager for McNeese State, became the first student manager to score an NIL contract.
I didn't know they could get NIL contracts.
His first one ever. But he is, you know, he's on the team technically, right? So he is eligible for NIL. I think it's because he's got a lot of cred. He's the hype man. So, the student manager does a lot. Cleans up the locker room, mm-hmm. picks up the dirty towels, cleans the floor when they're sweating. It's the kid catching the rebounds and throwing it back to them. But the thing he loves to do, and the team loves it as well, every time they come out of the tunnel to go onto the floor, he leads them with a big boombox strapped to his chest. And then they rap. And they all sing along with the same songs. And that's just been caught on TikTok enough times that now he's gone viral. His deal includes talking on, I'm guessing, on behalf of the local Buffalo Wild Wings and also Insomnia Cookies. So that's pretty Ooh. Sweet, right? Whether yes. you're paid in money, wings, or cookies. Now,
take the cookies.
I was not a basketball player, and I wasn't really a manager, but I was a staff boy. So I've been thinking, if I received an NIL deal when I was in high school, I would probably pitch Dino's Pizza, Sunset Park and the Rocket Slide, the Creamery, which was the local ice cream joint, the State Theater, and then my Honda Spree moped. What would your NIL deal include if you were the hype guy or the student manager for one of your high school teams? Where did you frequent the most that you could be like, I'm the official spokesperson for?
In high school, I frequented the McDonald's the most.
McDonald's.
Sometimes I went as much as like two or three times a day.
You'd be like a McFry guy. That's a bit, you'd be hyping up McNuggets probably.
Yes.
Yes, and dipping sauces. That wraps up Nerd News.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
Claire left us piles and piles of useless knowledge. We always try to do this Friday at about this time because you're going to go into the weekend, and at one point or another, you're going to be sitting across a table or having a drink. There's going to be a lulling conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we give you information to put in your brain that you could start another conversation with some useless knowledge. You get the kit today. You're running everything. I'm just going to read from the piles. So you ready to give it a spin?
Yes.
Okay. Number one, that was an excellent spin.
Thank you.
So remember, whenever it lands on, just tell me, and then that's the pile I pick from.
Okay. Looks like six.
Number six, Google was originally called Backrub.
Backrub.
Exactly. When they came up with the idea in 1996, can you imagine a bunch of tech nerds just sitting around and, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Backrub?
Maybe that they didn't get enough backrubs?
Probably, yes, I would assume so. Doesn't that seem very touchy-feely for that industry?
Yeah.
The founders changed the name to Google about a year later. Could you imagine, because Google has become a verb. Could you imagine, like, could you just backrub that? Right, that just doesn't sound, that sounds wrong.
That was the like least expected thing.
No kidding. Backrub. All right, let's spin again. All right, what do we got?
We got three.
Number three. Spacesuits. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, going way back to the early days of the American space program. The ones they were wearing on the moon in 1969 mm-hmm. were actually designed and manufactured by, you ready for the company?
Yes.
Playtex. We all know what Playtex makes. They're a tampon company. What do they know that we don't know about space? That makes you wonder, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm also wondering, did she handpick some of these and we didn't know? I'm a little worried to go to the next one, but here we go. You sure you grabbed all the piles of paper, right?
Yep.
Okay. Just seems a little handpicked by Claire. I don't know. All right, it's slowing down, and...
Nine.
Nine, okay. There's a German word that literally means a face in need of a slap. I think we can all think of somebody that you just want to, right?
You.
Me? Okay. This is how then you have to describe this word. Then my face is Backpfeifengunzist. The German word that literally means a face in need of a slap, which producer Ben thinks is my face. The word for that is Backpfeifengunzist.
Backpfeifengunzist?
Backpfeifengunzist.
Backpfeifengunzist.
Yes. I'm going to hand this to you so you can use that, I'm sure, at a later date where that'll come in handy. Do you ever learn any German when you lived in the Amana Colony area?
Very little.
Very little. All right, we're in the same category. This is our last Wheel of Useless Knowledge going into your weekend. Oh, this is good. So Snow White opens this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here are some of the names that Disney did not use. Chesty. Tipsy, which I guess, you know, why would you have a drunk dwarf? Jumpy. That's okay.
Okay.
Dirty. Sleazy.
All right.
And awful.
I can see all of those, except for Chesty.
That's six more. I wonder if at one point there were 13 dwarves and Chesty, Tipsy, Jumpy, Dirty, Sleazy, and Awful got kicked out of the house.
They didn't make the cut.
Didn't make the cut.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
This is based on 48 hours of listener suggestions.
Yes.
Of things that they love across the, you counted the counties yesterday, I kind of forget, but it's a big one.
Yes.
There's a lot of, there's a lot that make up the 319.
A hefty number.
Beyond even our radius of our broadcast area.
Yeah.
But it's all fair game. And according to Lincoln, better to have more than not enough, correct?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Whenever you are ready, sir, on this 319 day, the stage is yours.
1, 2, 3. When I was a boy, I lived around here. I wished upon the starlight sky, and my head was crystal clear. I told myself I'm gonna see the world and end up back to where I was before, 'cause it's a kernel of heaven on the Cedar River line. We don't drink no soda, we drink pop, my dear. You never been to a Hawkeye game before, well honey, have no fear. 319, my oh my, I'll be loving you till the day I die. You're a kernel of heaven on the Cedar River line. We got all kinds of people that go pretty far, from hobbits and painters and space captains to basketball stars, eh? And if you happen to be a Cyclones fan, don't you worry, buddy, I'll still be your friend. 'Cause in 319, that's just the way that we are. And if you drive down Snake Alley, you better get a grip, 'cause the best road trip snack is stirs and potato chips. 319, my oh my, I'll be loving you till the day I die, 'cause you're a kernel of heaven on the Cedar River line. And if you get your kicks from community and like to be where the good folk be, look for the kernel of heaven on the Cedar River line. Yeah, you're a kernel of heaven on the Cedar River line.
He did it!
Woo! 319!
Thanks for having me, guys.
Dude, that was fantastic.
This was a lot fantastic. Of fun.
I have to say, that was way better than I thought it was going to be. We didn't give you very much time, and
we
that was fantastic.
That was beautiful. I'm a little worried that Des Moines is going to call you May 15th.
No,
do not take that call.
No, that's a 515.
If Council
you
Bluffs
right
calls you July 12th, do not answer that.
No, no.
You're ours. You're our 319.
You belong in 319.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I do.
That was awesome. Lincoln Ginsburg, everybody. 319 day with the Morning Scramble.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.